Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Corey Dean, Grant Flanders with you until 6 o'clock. In the second hour, we will talk to Toby Rowland, or you'll hear John's conversation from him earlier today, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, to preview K-State and OU tomorrow. The breaking news from this afternoon, Elijah Lee declares for the NFL draft. We'll have more on that at 5:10. And, of course, you can't be serious. It's going to be fun as a Chiefs fan, just enjoying the NFL action this weekend, not having to stress about the Chiefs actually playing in a game. They will have a bye that is certainly not territory that I'm used to as a Chiefs fan. Hasn't happened very often. So I will enjoy sitting back and watching these games. I don't really have a huge preference on who wins and loses. I mean, it would be ideal if they wouldn't have to face the Steelers next week at Arrowhead Stadium, I suppose. But I think that the Chiefs should be in pretty good shape regardless of who they're facing, with it being a home playoff game. But going through game by game here, I teased Oakland and Houston, both teams not really sure what they're going to get out of their quarterback position. It very well could be like a 12-5 kind of game, something like
that. Here's the interesting part. Both teams are starting backups. One of those backups is making $70 million.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a problem. That was, if you're a Raiders fan, A, my apologies, but B, that sucks, man, because Derek Carr was having a heck of a season, and they were, you know, fun to watch. I like Jack Del Rio as a coach. So that was good. And then boom, you want to talk about coming unglued all at once. Mm-hmm. That was like a terrible day for quarterbacks in the NFL too. It's like multiple guys went down. He went down. Marcus Mariota got hurt. I mean, all kinds of guys. And that's late in the season, does it all in.
Even though the Raiders are 12-4 and the Texans are 9-7, I think I favor the Texans in this game for two reasons. Number one is the obvious one, they're playing at home. But number two, at least the Texans have a defense. The Raiders have been really good this year, but that's because they've been scoring a ton of points, and now they don't have that ability to score as much, and their defense has been pretty weak all year. So I'm going to take the Texans to win this.
They're going to have to, if you're starting Connor Cook, a rookie, as your quarterback, you're going to have to get some good stuff out of the running game, and they are going to need to put pressure on Brock Osweiler. The good news is, if Khalil Mack can chase around Brock Osweiler, the dude likes to throw it to the other team, so he might give it back a lot of times. He's got 15 touchdowns and 16 interceptions on the season.
Yeah, all season long it's been Khalil Mack against whoever they've been playing, it seems like, with that defense, just because, I mean, he's outstanding.
It's like when you play in Madden and you just like pick the best guy at linebacker and just chase everyone all over the field. He's that guy all the time for the Raiders defense.
The other Saturday game, Raiders-Texans, by the way, is at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. The other Saturday game is tomorrow night, Lions at Seahawks. Even though the Seahawks have not quite been the same team as the last few years, they're 10-5-1, which is okay. I have a hard time picking against them playing at home in the playoffs. They're an 8-point favorite.
100% agree. And Detroit started really good and then kind of like staggered to the end to make it into
the
playoffs.
Three losses in a row.
I will say those three losses, I am a Detroit fan, so I keep up with them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, because I'm from Michigan, so I'm a Detroit and Chiefs fan, but Detroit is where I grew up, so that's the hometown team, and I've been keeping up with them. The three losses are Giants, Cowboys, Packers in a row. I mean, those are all three playoff teams, and I think this is an interesting game because Seattle's been struggling too this season. They've been very inconsistent when it comes to quarterback play. Russell Wilson's amazing, but who knows what we'll see. I have a hard time picking against Seattle too, but
here's why you shouldn't. Seattle has lost how many playoff games in Seattle?
Not many.
The answer is zero.
Zero. Oh, yeah.
How many times have the Lions ever won in Seattle?
Zero.
The answer is also zero.
How many times has the Chiefs gone 12-4 before this year?
That's true.
Zero. They've never been 12-4 before that. I don't know. You're right. I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks as well. It's too hard to pick against them. They have one of the best home field advantages besides Arrowhead in the league.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, but the Seahawks will feel the effect of not having Tyler Lockett.
They will, and Earl Thomas getting hurt late in the season as well for Seattle. Both of those are coming big.
Yeah, those. I mean, Tyler Lockett certainly wasn't one of the top one or two receivers for the Seahawks, but having a number three guy like him, and of course what he can do for you in the return game, is pretty significant.
Yeah, second team All-Pro announced today.
Absolutely. Going to the Sunday games, Dolphins and Steelers. The Steelers are favored by 10.5, so this is the most lopsided line of any of the four games.
It's a big line for a playoff
this weekend.
Game.
It is a big line. Big Ben is really, really good at home and has been very average on the road this year. I tend to think the Dolphins, they've been one of the better stories in the NFL this year, but it comes to a pretty abrupt end when they go to Heinz Field.
And another team starting a backup quarterback.
Yes.
Again in the playoffs, which I don't know that I can't think of a season where you've got three teams on the first weekend of the playoffs playing their backups, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the whole Osweiler Texans thing is weird, but three backups. Steelers have been good, and when they have it going, like, they're really difficult to beat because they have so many weapons on offense, and they'll put up a lot of points in that game.
Welcome to the starting job. You're playing the Steelers defense in a playoff game, and it's going to be 21 degrees at Heinz Field.
High fives.
I don't
turn
like that matchup.
And hand it to your running back.
There's actually a lot of Dolphins fans in Manhattan. It's really weird, but I know a lot of Dolphins fans.
I've met one before, yeah. I mean, they're around.
They're around for some reason. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Giants and Packers, the final game.
That's the one everyone wants.
That is the one everyone wants. People are going to have a lot of fun watching this one. And I saw something great yesterday. We didn't mention it on the show, but K-State Athletics actually bought a billboard right outside Lambeau Field and congratulated Jordy Nelson on making the playoffs, and there was a picture of it on their K-State FB Twitter account yesterday. That was pretty neat. I know that there are a lot of Packers fans in Manhattan. There's no doubt about that. I think that the Packers being at home, I have a hard time. It's basically the same thing as Seattle. Like, if you're playing on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field,
right.
I really like your chances to win a playoff game.
Well, it's strength versus strength, man. So it's all about how many points can Green Bay score and how good can the Giants defense be.
Yeah.
And how about Aaron Rodgers calling his shot, saying, well, we're just going to win out, man, and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you do win 640 touchdowns on the season. He's got a legit case
they did
for MVP
lose
this year.
Some defensive backs, though, late in the season that could – I mean, Odell. I expect Odell Beckham Jr. to have a big game based on the Packers' lack of secondary depth.
Well, Aaron Rodgers helped power me to a fantasy football championship in our K-Man League this year, so I appreciated him for that. And I am partial to the Packers. I mean, it's one of those things where, well, if the Chiefs are out of it, I'm going to side with the Packers. I kind of started to come around that way on the Cubs as well over the last couple seasons, partially because, well, who's their main rival? The Cardinals, and I really don't like the Cardinals, so I liked what the Cubs did and having Ben Zobrist and everything like that.
See,
I feel that same way about the Packers.
Hard for me with the Packers. As a Lions fan.
As a Lions fan, yeah.
I'll be rooting for New York.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a fun weekend of playoff football. There's no doubt about that. We don't know who the Chiefs are going to play yet, but they will be playing right here on KMAN a week from tomorrow at Arrowhead Stadium at 12
o'clock. And playing
o'clock,
in Kansas
kickoff.
City. Get crazy, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm not going to be at that game because to be totally honest with you, NFL games don't sound like fun just because of like the crowd. Like how ruckus everybody is,
sure.
and the alcohol and everything. It's not the same as a college game
for
me.
Sounds like my favorite things. But
well, I wouldn't pass up free tickets.
Oh, okay.
There's absolutely no question about that. But am I dishing out $200 to go sit in the nosebleeds? I don't think so.
I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I have a lot of really good friends in Kansas City as well as family in Kansas City, and they are beyond geeked for what's going to happen next weekend in KC.
I will also be in the midst of traveling back from vacation when that game is
played. Have they already started smoking meats for next weekend in preparation in Kansas City?
Yeah.
I imagine that's probably already happening.
Right? The parking lot's open at 6 a.m.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
for next Saturday.
Absolutely. Let's head to our final break in this first hour of the show. Again, it's Tyler Dreiling, Corey Dean, and Grant Flanders. With you, we'll have MHS basketball against Highland Park coming up later on this evening. In the second hour, we'll talk to the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, Toby Rowlands. Breaking news from this afternoon, Elijah Lee declares from the NFL draft. We'll have a lot more on that. When we come back to finish off the first hour, one of the hottest names on the coaching market finally has his new home, PJ Fleck, going to Minnesota. Kind of an odd fit. We'll talk about it coming up next.